from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tell the people about it.
You're not, man.
You're not a big podcast appearance guy.
No.
I've been doing an Ohio State podcast for a year. Never appeared on it, but that's okay.
Never asked.
That's also fair. I did not. That's a good quick turnaround and call me out for it.
To be fair, I know I owe you one.
Yeah.
At some point, I've been grateful that you haven't asked.
It's so weird because you'd be a great guest on the podcast. I feel so guilty about that. Which is weird. I don't feel guilty about asking anybody else. If it's like,
good. You should feel that way.
We've had like recruiting guests on. We've had Ohio State beat reporters. I feel no shame. I asked my buddy Jim Costa to try and help us get his partner, John Jansen, decade-long NFL player.
Yeah.
Still working on it. It's okay. Not upset about it at all. No, I'm kidding. But zero shame. I already asked you to do 25 hours a week.
We worked together for 25 hours a week thank you.
Would you get jealous of Spencer?
No.
Because you see me hosting with another man?
No. Now,
that's what you say now.
Listen.
You see it in action.
If it were somebody else, maybe.
Other than Spencer?
Why'd he catch a stray?
Was it somebody other than me? If it was Adam, I'd be irate, but not your fat ass. So tell the people about it.
Oh, no. I just, going on the Tennis Channel podcast tonight.
Now, is this going to satiate your tennis lust, or is it only going to make it grow?
I mean, everything makes it grow, which is rare for this age.
Yeah, that is true. It's true. Usually got to seek some help for that.
And I'm not opposed to that.
I just want, because like, you get charged up. Like, Roth comes in here at least once a day. You guys talk tennis. Or in the hall, you'll talk tennis. Keith and I just fall asleep. Mac falls asleep. You guys really, like, charge each other up about it, though.
We do. Yeah, it's a big thing. It's a nice connection when you have something like that.
So they have any ex-NFL players on the Tennis Channel?
I have no idea.
Because I think we got to ride this into something.
Oh, there's a lot of ex-players, ex-athletes, whether it be pro basketball, football, baseball. I mean, there's tons of, Dirk's like a 4-0 tennis player.
Dirk
Nowitzki.
He's 7 foot tall.
His serve is unbelievable.
Well, yeah, he's 7 foot tall.
Right. But
I would imagine it's everything else that's the problem.
Dude, he moves well. He has a great forehand. He's a really good player.
He's German. What's that?
Steve Nash is a 4-0. I think he might be a 4-5 player.
I don't know what those numbers mean.
It means really good for like a recreational player.
40-yard dash?
Yeah. No.
4-0? It means like he's 40 and he plays.
If you're a 4-0 tennis player, you're a top percentile of recreational players.
When are you starting your own tennis pod?
Dude, let me just get through tonight, man.
Well, no, I'm saying like you could be like your thing could be.
I don't know. Dude, I'm still a novice, man.
What's there to pick up?
A lot.
I mean, I'm not trying to diminish. I'm just trying to say, like, your tennis situation borders on addiction. And I mean this with a lot. Like, you watch tennis all day, in between segments and sometimes in segments, you're practicing form.
Yeah, who doesn't?
99% of people.
And when you're married to the game.
So
you ever seen guys in the airport, like, practicing their golf swing, just sitting there waiting from by the gate?
No, I'd make fun of that.
People do it all the time. I do it in Target.
I've literally never seen it.
Okay.
I've seen it in other places, but never at... No, really, I've only seen it at the golf. to golf. I almost said store. Jeez. I've really only seen it at the golf course.
That's what Colin Montgomery was doing.
That's why Colin Montgomery lost his first wife. He was at the airport just working on the swing. Working on something. Good God. That was a wild story. She told him once, stop this golf stuff or I'm leaving you, even though I married a golf player. He was like, cool, I'll chill out on the golf thing. 4 years later, they're divorced because he likes golf too much. That is.
Pretty brutal, man.
Like,
but, you know, maybe not marry a pro golfer.
Yeah, that's fair. Now, with that being said, Ross Bjork was on with the Morning Boys.
Morning Boys.
Earlier today, we played this sound in the previous segment. I want to play it again. There's been so much talk about Ryan Day. Is he on the hot seat? Is it beat Michigan or bust? Well, he was asked about Ryan Day's kind of standing there with Ross being the new athletic director, fresh off his stint at Texas A&M. Lima also got a very funny Texas A&M coaching shot in at Ross Bjork, who just kind of smiled through it and didn't acknowledge it or no-sold it. Either way, here's Ross Bjork with the Morning Boys.
Look, my job is to make sure that we are in the best position, and that is working with Coach Day. What are the resources? What are the barriers to success? Look, if you think about those eight losses, think about how close those plays were. I mean, a play here and there, and that thing swings completely the other way. So we are in the mix. We're right there on the dance floor. That's where you want to be. We're a dynasty program in many ways. When I talked to Coach Day, I asked him, I said, Coach, what is the program identity in your mind? And he said, elite. And that is the standard. And so, look, my job is to find those little things, find those little edges, make sure that, look, if there's any distractions, let me handle those. Coach the game, coach your coaches, make sure the culture's right, make sure the leadership right. That's what I've been really impressed as I've seen Coach Day here in the offseason. He's really working on the culture and the chemistry and the leadership. We have talent. We have great coaches. That's the easy part. The hard part is, what are those little margins? And so I think that's where I can help. I've seen it at different levels. I've seen challenges. I've seen good things. I've seen bad things. We all use our experiences to get better, and that's where I'll support Coach Day at the highest level.
I got to say, there's some mighty big exec speak there, but what stands out to you about what Ross Bjork had to say about Ryan Day?
I mean, I think Ryan Day's got support. I think Ryan Day's a hell of a football coach, don't you?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, they have all the resources there to win at a high level, like every single year.
I'm torn with Ryan Day because, like, it's so ridiculous to hear people try and pick apart his actual resume. Like, yes, he has lost a lot of the big games he's been in. He's also actually won enough that you can look at that and go, and when it comes to playing top 25 teams, when it comes to big pivotal moments, he's got enough wins to, like, defend him on. And yet, if you listen to Lima or a fair amount of Ohio State fans, it is as if Ryan Day is, James Franklin's probably not great. Although that is a guy who I think, so, okay, here's the thing. A lot of wins, a lot of easy wins on the schedule. Can I also tell you, I just think Ryan Day isn't the guy that, he's a little bit of a robot. I think if Ryan spoke more like Urban or Jim Tressel, I don't think Ohio State fans would be nearly as frustrated. I think Ryan's personality has gotten in the way of his relationship with Ohio State fans. Not as much as the wins and losses. I think it's another big factor that Ohio State fans just don't admit to.
Well, I think that there is a certain segment of fans that don't like him because he's from. I mean, he's not an Ohio guy. Like, he has no real ties to, like, Ohio State.
You know what's crazy about
that? You don't
have
to have ties to Ohio State, but like Urban did and Tressel did. John Cooper did not, which hurt him.
Well, but like, what's crazy about the Urban thing? I know Urban was born basically in Toledo. Urban also...
Conneaut, Ashtabula.
I thought he was a Toledo guy.
Nah, he was a east side.
Oh, that's on me.
Way out east.
But he was born in Ohio. But, like, Urban had 1 year as an assistant coach at Ohio State before 20 years later he got the head coaching job. Ryan Day had 1 or 2 years before he became the head coach. So it's like they both had the same Ohio State ties, but because Urban was not born here, because Urban was born here and Ryan wasn't, it just feels like the Ohio guy thing is very, we're very selective bequeath that at.
Well, I mean, your comparison between Urban and Day, probably not fair, because if Urban did grow up, you know, being an Ohio State fan, also when you have a chance to, you know, be on the staff with Coach Hayes, or with Earl Bruce, not Coach Hayes, Earl Bruce, that's a big deal.
Well, I understand. But like the same point, like people, the other guy that they compare Ryan Day the most to is John Cooper. John Cooper had no ties, like was not from the area, was a Southwest guy.
Was coached Arizona State.
Coached Arizona State forever, had never even been an assistant at Ohio State. Ryan was an assistant here for 2 years, even though he was born in New Hampshire. So I guess I get to the point. Did you go into, have you gone into this offseason for Ohio State thinking Ryan Day is on the hot seat?
No.
Oh, that's interesting.
No.
Because I feel like that's something everybody's been in agreement on. So did Ross Bjork, what he said, did that in any way change your thought on whether Ryan has any heat on him or not?
Not really, because it all depends on what the guy does against Michigan this year. And can they win a national title or at least make a run in the college football playoff?
So I think there's some heat on Ryan Day, but I think people are missing the most natural ingredient that adds heat to head coaches constantly. And it's why when I was listening to Ross Bjork today, there's nothing he could have said that would have changed my mind. Ross Bjork didn't hire Ryan Day.
No.
That really matters. Like if Gene had continued on another year this year, and let's say he never acknowledges he's going to retire, and we knew that Gene was going to be the AD throughout this year, I would say there's no chance that Ryan gets fired. I think so much of the perception of the Heat, we can talk about losing to Michigan all you want. Ryan Day has this program close enough to where you want to be that it's going to be really tough. You're always going to have your pick of guys, right? But, like, look at Alabama. Now, some of this is the timing of it. But, like, when Alabama set out to hire somebody to replace Nick Saban, don't you think they thought they could have had Dan Lanning? Don't you think? And I know Kalen DeBoer's a good hire. I'm not trying to run it down. But if we said bucket list of guys you want to hire if you're Alabama, the whole line would have been Alabama can have anyone they wanted. That did not come out to be the case. Did timing have something to do with that? Yes. But like if Gene Smith is still the AD, it's pretty reasonable that Gene could go, yeah, all right, we didn't win a national championship this year. We kind of went all in on it. But man, we're still so close. I want to give this guy another chance. Ross Bjork has no reason to do that. So Ross Bjork can say anything he wants with the Morning Boys today. He could have come out and said, I think I have romantic feelings for Ryan Day, and it would not have changed a damn thing. He's still not the guy that hired him, and that matters so much in sports, it's ridiculous.
So, Nick, I don't really know how to explain this. Like, you are, you're basically insulting Mac the whole break.
Yeah. Well, no.
No. Listen, you were telling him that he doesn't basically know how to start a conversation.
Or end a conversation.
Correct.
So I was walking in, and Mac was in front of this, and in front of the door, and he was having a conversation with Keith, and Mac was kind of did like a hand thing, and then kind of just was like, walked away.
I'm done here.
Yeah. And so
at least he knows, and he got out of it.
Yeah, it's not a criticism. That is an observation. If I said, you're an idiot because you don't know how to start or end a conversation, that would be, and clearly I'd be trying to offend him. I'm just pointing out the obvious.
Is that what you were saying in your head?
No. I actually am not that mean. Like,
if you have to say, actually, I'm not that mean,
that's a valid
you might
point.
Be a redneck.
Well, okay, here's the thing. I can come off as meaner than I really am.
Didn't make it any better.
Okay, well, no. So here, we do a very judgmental job. So I do make a lot of observations. I usually stop short of making it a judgment, though. Because I believe that you can notice things, but you don't automatically have to editorialize them. Because when you editorialize them, that's when you start to think of people in a negative light, and I try not to do that.
Sure about that?
Verbally.
Why am I getting jammed up on this?
Well, and then we go a step further, how you talked about how you're amused by this with Mac.
Like you're a clown?
And yeah, well, I said that, and then you said, well, Dustin amuses me. How did you phrase it?
I said that you are unintentionally
funny.
I find Mac unintentionally. I find most people unintentionally funny. Like, most people are, if you're not overtly funny, conversationally funny, you can still be funny and not help it. Just by being who you authentically are.
So am I funny, you think, just by showing up?
You're funny in certain ways. Like, you don't always understand when you're being bougie, and that's very funny. That is very, very funny. Anyone in this studio can back me up on this, because it is what it you'll be like.
Give me an example.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Give you one.
Go ahead.
That was awfully fast.
It actually did probably come off to some of the listeners here, because we were talking about the Amazon days earlier.
Yeah. What about
and
it?
You were like, you know, I was just looking on here. I just bought a pair of headphones like a couple months ago. $600 or whatever.
Yeah. That's a purchase that happens every five years.
Okay, but I get that. What a percentage of our listeners do you think have ever bought a $600 pair of
headphones? I don't know. Do they travel 20 weeks out of the year on a plane?
See, this is, you're getting defensive about it. It is an endearing thing. You don't, when I say unintentionally.
I'm not defensive. Keith just asked me about the audience. I said, I would say most of our audience who travel on an airplane for 20 plus weeks a year would have a pair of those
who
headphones.
Who also played at Ohio State and in the NFL.
That has nothing to do with it.
Who works on the side for the four-letter network.
I got no NIL money.
Are you doing a Tennis Channel podcast, Nick?
What's that?
He said, am I doing the Tennis Channel podcast? That was just a shot. That was a shot.
You know what? By the way, for free.
This is...
See, well, you actually thought about charging them?
Even you saying that is funny. Like, this is, I promise you, it is not a bad thing that you are unintentionally hilarious. I find most people unintentionally hilarious. It is you being you. It absolutely is part of why I love you. Mac, not knowing how to start or end a conversation, is wildly unintentionally funny. And it is part of what I love about him. Like, I tease him because you'll just be sitting in silence and he'll go, but... And he just starts a conversation, and you're like, who?
He knocked on the doorway earlier.
Oh.
Yeah. So this is pre-show. I was actually listening to some audio from Tiger Woods. I wanted to hear a cut, and I was listening to it. And I heard him behind me, but I was intentionally just trying to finish the cut because I didn't want to stop it, because then you have to restart it all over again and hear everything. So I said, hey, just like, he knocks on the... I know you're there.
I couldn't hear that over the cut. That's why I didn't hear you say anything.
So again, when I say you're unintentionally hilarious, It is both of you. It's part of what I really truly love about you is that you are authentically yourselves. And when you can't help but be yourself, whether it's me, you, because I do it to myself all the time. Why don't you go back to West Virginia? Because you can't talk for bleep. Where I catch myself doing something and I'm like, that is just Nick Wilson. Like, there's no way around it. When you can't help but be yourself, and everybody does it. I find this with my 92-year-old Hungarian grandmother, who's my ride or die, my OG. When you can't help but be yourself, I think it's the most endearing thing on the planet. So you heard insult, but what, I don't think of it as an insult because it's like one of my favorite things about you. Ooh, a little Jerry Maguire magic there. A little rom-com love there.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm trying to think what I unintentionally like about you.
I don't think there's a damn thing intentionally or unintentionally you love about me.
No, there's things I love about you. They just don't come to mind right now.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much that I love about you. It's just, I don't know. See, that's more insulting.
Maybe it's the Coca-Cola shirt. Maybe it's your chili bowl.
Did you just say one of the reasons you love me is because I wear a shirt?
Maybe it's those hiking boots you wear to the golf course.
Never did that. Actually had spikes that you bought. Thank you very much.
We call them spikes now?
Yeah.
Golf spikes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
I think it is. Yeah. Keith, do you call any sort of cleats spikes or only baseball?
No, I call football spikes if they had like the screw-in spikes on them. I'd call them spikes, yeah.
Okay. So you specify, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't call if it was just rubber or cleat. I wouldn't call it a spike.
I feel like I gave you like the nicest thing that it was like a line from As Good As It Gets with Jack Nicholson, where everything begins as a accomplice salt, but we land the plane. I feel like I gave you a very nice thought out. One of the main reasons I love you. It's not that you played at Ohio State. It's not that you hang out with the rich elite intelligentsia of Fairlawn, right? That you're like, I don't love you for any of the things that other people would use you and abuse you for. I gave you a very thoughtful thing and you're like, I like that you wear a shirt. Hey, you got a chili bowl. Yeah, I like that about you.
Wait till he has to take his hat off for a picture.
Keith, has Nick ever bought me anything?
Well, I mean, he made you beef jerky one time.
Yeah. I give you my meat whenever you want it.
It wasn't enough meat, though. I mean, you gave me like a very small portion.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you'd given me a little more, that'd have been like a gift. You never got me a gift.
I mean,
I bring gifts every day.
I feel like I bring
gifts. I'm like Santa Claus around here.
I feel like I give gifts every day when, you know.
To who? Vanessa?
I don't know if she would agree with that. Those might be curses that I give her. But for you, I give you this nice rundown.
You did. You know what? I just told someone the other day about how easy it is to work with you.
Who was it?
It was actually in a group text. So it was multiple people. But it was a compliment.
Look at that. We finally got a damn compliment. I spent 10 minutes giving the nicest compliment.
I didn't give it to you personally.
Well, yeah.
But it was.
And you wouldn't have done it if not for the fact you could throw it up in my face right now. But
what are you talking about?
You never would have told me about that compliment if it wasn't something to jam me up in this argument.
Yeah, but why would I tell you a compliment I said about you? Like, I don't need to I don't need everyone to know what I do in private.
That, again, unintentionally hilarious.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.